In Georgia today, the governor is letting some businesses reopen, including gyms, bowling alleys, and salons. Ashley Skandalakis from Atlanta is relieved about the salons.
I can't wait to get my hair cut, but it's too long. It's driving me crazy.
On Saturday, she has an appointment with her stylist, Pascal Ben Simon.
I'm not nervous at all. Pascal will be in a mask. And I feel like if he's in a mask, which, then I'm protected if he coughs or sneezes, and I will not touch my face while I'm sitting there. As soon as he's done with my hair, I will go wash my hands. I think I'll be fine.
Pascal Ben Simon owns a salon in Atlanta's St. Regis Hotel, and he says he is comfortable reopening because he feels like he can keep his customers safe.
I have a very large clientele that follow me since 40 years. They are very loving and usually they hug, but that's going to be no-no.
No hugging, and no hugging is not the only precaution he's taking.
I will wear a mask. I will wear gloves. I will clean my hand as much that I can between if I don't have gloves.
Now, that said, not all salon owners are reopening now. Shamika Lockett is keeping her salon in Atlanta closed.
You can always pick yourself up. I've had it start from scratch at least two or three times in my life. Each time was better than the last. But you cannot come back from death.
Some of her clients are upset that she's not reopening, but Lockett says most of them get it.
I've had so many more clients that have reached out, checked on me, and they say, I'm giving you whatever I have because I know you don't have any income.
Lockett says in the meantime, she is working on a plan to try and ensure safety once she does feel like the time is right to reopen those doors.